Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning today's shiur in Siman Shin Lamed Daled. We are up to Sif Beis, the third line on page 350. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Yesh Matirin L'Taltel Mo'os U'Dvorim HaMuktzim K'dei L'Hatzim L'Pnei HaDleika O Me'anosim HaBoyim L'Gozlam. There are those who are matir to move money and other muktzim items k'dei lahatzilam in order to save them from a fire or from robbers that are coming to steal them. Divimakom pseida ein lachosh l'isr muktza, because when it comes to a place of loss, we're not concerned about the isr muktza. V'yesh osrim, and there are those who aser. V'afilu lomar le'inu yehudi l'taltal schora hanifsedes machmas g'shomem yesh misha osir. And even to tell a goy to move your merchandise that's going to get ruined because of the rain, and there is a shita that asers va'ayin la'el simin shen zayin sifyutes. So the Mishabura writes in Sif Katan Hey, v'yesh matirin, that those who are matir that you can move money or mukta to save them because of a fire or from robbers. Haynu dafka bebayis acher she'enam behulim. This is dafka like we discussed in the last year. If you're not in the house where the fire is, if you're in the house where the fire is, we're more machmir because you might come in your busyness and you might come to put out the fire. But if you're in a neighboring house, so you're less bohul, so we're more lenient. So here the Mishabura says dafka bebayis acher, dafka in another house, she'enam behulim, where you're less of a behala, v'lo bebeis adleika, not in the house where the fire is, the canal basif aleph. So this leniency of moving mukta items is specifically in the house next door in the case of the fire. But the first shita that the Mechaber brings down is that you are allowed to move money or mukta items to save them from the fire or from the robbers. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Vav. Taimam, their reason is, Dulomdu mehod hitiru. They learn it out from the case where Chazal was matir, lemisha hichshich baderach, that one who was on the road as Shabbos came in, it got dark. So Chazal was matir him lahulich kiso pachos midal ramos. They allowed him to carry his wallet less than 4 amos at a time. Kidei shelo yase iser chomer mimenu v'yolech osa lahedya. In order that he shouldn't do a more chomer isra of carrying his money in Rosh Hasharabim, which is a daraisa, so they allowed him rather to carry it 4 amos at a time, less than 4 amos at a time, to avoid the more serious isra. So who had din nami bekan? So here also is the same idea. Hitiru iser tiltul mukta. They allowed a person to move mukta kidei shelo yavo lechabos hadleika in order to prevent him from putting out the fire. Vigam gabe anosim. Also by the case of robbers, hitiru, they matired him kidei shelo yavo lahutzi osom l'shusharabim lahedya. We don't want a person to save his things and move it out straight away into a shusharabim. So therefore, they allowed him to move the mukta items. Again, they allowed a smaller iser to prevent a larger iser. V'tam ha'osrim, and the reason for the second shita that says it's usr, the svirlu who they hold, the dafka b'mish hirshuk baderech, dafka in a case where a person got stuck on the road as Shabbos was coming in, hu shehitiru lo kedesh lo yase yisua rabba, that's why we were matter him the smaller iser, so he shouldn't do a bigger iser. Aval ba'anosim lekel lamecha shlamidi, but when it comes to robbers, there's really no concern. Because what are you worried about? He's going to carry the items outside he's trying to save? He's not going to carry it outside. He's definitely not going to carry it outside because of the robbers. He's gufa afraid to show them his items. So they carry it outside. They're going to see him more. And even in the case of a fire, we're in the house next door, so there's no real concern he's going to put out the fire. Since the fire is still in someone else's house, and therefore he's not so bohul over his stuff that it's going to be ruined by the fire. So that is the svara of those who are asering over here. They're mechalik between the case of getting stuck on the road where you are going to come to do a more serious isser, to the two cases over here of a fire where the robbers were not really concerned you're going to come to a greater isser. Look in the Bach that he decided to go like the Matirin, the more lenient opinion. The Tiku Kama Achronim as Dvarav and various Achronim bring down his words. And his reasoning is, Mishum de'ikul omechash, because there is a concern. Kevan de'ein odam mamid atzmal amamoto. Since the person is not just going to stand there and have his money get lost, so we're concerned, ilo natir lo, if we're not going to be matir, the smaller iser, yachshu ba'atzmo, he's going to think to himself, benkachu benkach ani osa iser. Anyway, I'm doing an iser of hiding my mukta stuff and I'm moving my mukta things. So, va'osi lahat minam bekarka, de'chafir revi asa iser deraisa. So we want to matir the smaller Isser, instead of having him do the smaller Isser and then thinking in his mind, well, once I'm moving Muktzah anyway, I might as well bury it. And he's going to come to do an Isser Daraisa. Therefore, if we're matter it, he's doing a smaller Isser. He's not thinking to do anything greater because he understands that he's doing everything mutter. He doesn't want to do something Usser. But once we're not going to allow anything and he's not going to be able to control himself and he's going to do a smaller Isser, that will lead him to do a larger Isser. That is the Svara of the Bach that he decided to go like the Matirin. The Isa B'Sefer Maril B'Shem Maharash. And it's brought down in the Sefer of the Maril B'Shem Maharash. The Eviu Bel Yerab and has quoted in the Yerab. The Bishas HaZam, in a time of anger, Shemisyarin Shehanosim Yavou V'Yechatu Es Asherlo, that a person is afraid that the robber is going to come and grab what he has. So Mutterli Yisrael Letalto Ma'usa Lafilu Michutz La'Eriv. A person is allowed to move his money even outside the Eriv, Ayin Sham. Again, the assumption is that we don't have a Rosh Hashanah Daraisa, so that would only be an Isser Darabonim. V'ayin la'el b'simin shin alef sif lam negimim b'hago u'betazuv magad avrov u'primi gadim sham de'ein mutter ki'im kishenosan shalo kedera chotza'a. All these achronim say, even that heter of carrying it outside is only going to be if you carry it not the regular way. Tahainu ben bigdol v'saro, meaning between your garments and your flesh, v'chiyagavna, or some other kind of shinui, only then they were matir in a case where a person was afraid that his money was going to get stolen. Sivkotan zayin. The Mechaber said again that there are those who are matir to move money and other muktzah items to save them from a fire or from robbers that are coming to steal. When it comes to a place of seida of loss, we don't worry about the isser muktzah. Says the Chafetz Chaim, V'chol zeh dafka mipnei hadleika o halistim. This is specifically because of a fire or because of robbers. Shabol harbe, where there's a great behola, he's very worried. Avalim yordu gishomim al schora hamukta. But if rain came down on merchandise that is mukta, vaday osir letautel aydei Yisrael, for sure it's going to be forbidden for Yisrael to move the merchandise. Sivkot and ches. Yesh misha oser. This is going on the third shita, right? The second shita said v'yesh osrim, and then we said even to tell a goy to move the schara hanifsedes machmas reshamim, there is a shita that asers. So to b'shabur who das harashba, that more chomer dika shita is the rashba. V'ayin la'el b'simin shin zayin sev hey saw some shama mechaber k'dei harishona sheshna b'stama k'das harambam. Look in simin shin zayin sev hey where the mechaber is so similar like the first shita over here, and he writes it stam like the shita of the Rambam. The Isser Shvus Mutra Ayidei Eino Yehudi B'mokum Shu Tzorach Ladover L'Tzorach Harbi. That an Isser D'Rabbanan is Mutra through a non-Jew in a place where there is a great need. V'ayin Shom B'maskonas HaMagen Avram. And look over there in the Maskonas HaMagen Avram. T'Dafka B'mokum Sheish Hefzid Godol. It's not enough that it's a Tzorach Godol or a Tzorach Harbi. It has to be a case where there's a Hefzid Godol. Then you are allowed to ask the guy to do it for you. Sivkoton Tes V'ayin L'El Simen Shin Zayin Sifyu Tes Hainu D'Sham Sosom HaMechaber Badeya Harishona. There, the Mechaber is Sosom in the first Shita. The Mutter Lomar Kol HaMatzil Eino Mafsid. You're allowed to make an announcement and to say anyone who saves my stuff will not lose. Afal Pisha Mamela Maven Ha'Eino Yehudi. Even though through that announcement, the guy will understand what he's supposed to do and he will do it for the Jew. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel. Hitzel pas nekia, lo yatzil pas hadara. Once a person had already saved the amount that he's allowed to save, he saved the clean bread, the better bread. He can though then go and save the coarse bread, the lower grade bread. Pirish pas shenitol hadara dahainu pasubim. The pas hadara is a bread that lost its beauty. That is a brand bread. Aval ib chashari, but opposite is mutter. Meaning, if a person first collected from the fire the pas hadra'a, then he can add on afterwards the pas nakia. Says the Mishabura in Sifkoton Yud. Hitz o pas. Va'afilu hitzehu pas harbi. Even if he saved a lot of bread. Rashoin b'nei beso gamkein lahatzel kol echon mozon shalosh su'udos. Everyone else in the family is also allowed to go ahead and save 3 su'udos worth. Av shi'echolim le'echol mishalo. Even though really they can just eat from the Baal Bayis who happened to have saved a lot. De'lochol chad hitiru lahatzel shalosh su'udos. Like we saw earlier, it was a heter for every single person to save 3 su'udos. V'chein kosav rav beis Yosef. And so to write to beis Yosef. Da'afilu yeshlo mayocha rashay lahatzel. Even if you have to eat, you are still allowed to save 3 su'udos worth. Even if a person is fasting on Shabbos for a bad dream, he's also allowed to save 3 su'udos worth. The lo chilku chazal not machalik. Everyone is allowed to save 3 su'udos worth. So says the Mechaber, if he saved the pas nakia, he can't then go ahead and save the pas hadra'a. Says the Mishabura, if cutting your aleph, The ein kan shayochus erma lomer pas hadru anichli. It's not even shayach to say that he's being sly over here and to play games and to say, oh, I really realize I want the pas hadru, because nobody in their right mind is going to first have pas nakia and then decide he wants the lower grade bread. So therefore, once you collected the better bread, you can't then go ahead and collect the worse bread. However, the opposite, if you collected the lower grade bread, then you can go get the pas nakia afterwards. It says the Mishnah Berurah of cutting your base. Because a person can say, "Machmas bihilusi shachati," because of my great confusion, my behol, I forgot. Velokati pas hadru, I took the wrong bread. I took the bad bread. Aval beemes ani rotsa lechol pas nakia, but I really want the morgish makah bread. So that's a reasonable claim to make, and then you go back and get the better bread. Vafilu lechatchilu yochol lahatzil pas hadru viachagat nakia. Not only can he do it derech haroma, but he's even allowed lechatchilu to go ahead and take the bad bread, knowing that he's afterwards going to take the good bread. Vehu adin baser v'dogim. The same thing is true with meat and fish, or any other two types of foods. Even if you already saved one min, he can go back and say, I really changed my mind and I want the second min, and he can go back and end up getting both minim. We will stop here and continue next time in Mitzvah Shem with Siv Dalad.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.